First this week, though, Kate Lamble and Chris Smith have been stateside. They've been visiting the Windy City of Chicago for the big annual American Association for the Advancement of Science conference. So, Kate, what's been inflating you with excitement this week in the news?
Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
So this week in very snowy Chicago, the session that I really enjoyed was one with Katie Hind of Harvard University. Now, she was speaking about breast milk. Now, in the UK, we've got the message that breast milk is really important for the growth and health of babies. But actually, Katie was saying that there's a huge variation in the composition of breast milk. Practically every single component of breast milk, that's fat, protein, minerals and hormones, varies both within a single mother's milk over a period of time, so between 2 and 8 months, but also between mothers. Now, what a mother's breast milk composition is made up of is based on how many children they have, their age, what they've been eating recently, and even what they were eating a year ago, in fact. But it also depends on whether they're having a son or a daughter. And I asked Katie a little bit more about this.
We found in rhesus monkeys that mothers make more milk for daughters, but generally more fat and protein for sons, but more calcium for daughters. Now, the calcium one's a little bit easier to understand because daughters' skeletons develop at a faster rate than do sons. And so it might be that this higher calcium is what's facilitating that. For some of the others, we just don't have enough data yet to really know. We're finding evidence that the biological recipe of milk is somewhat tailored to if you're rearing a son or a daughter. But why and what that means, we're just beginning to understand.
How would the mothers know whether they've got a son or a daughter and know how to produce the right milk?
One of the things that we think is going on is that during fetal development, fetal hormones specific, or more hormones from daughters than sons that are going to influence mammary gland development, maybe crossing into the mother's bloodstream and affecting the mammary gland, which then is going to affect the milk she produces after the baby is born. But it can also be affected by the interactions between the mother and the offspring after birth. And so we know that both parts of this equation, depending on the animal you're looking at, they matter. These fetal effects and these behavioral effects. How the whole package comes together systematically, we're still studying.
So I find it fascinating that there's this difference between sons and daughters. But Katie also says in the future that she thinks that milk banks, which we produce to babies that whose mothers maybe can't produce milk or those in hospital, might be in like blood banks in future where they have to specialise, find out what the baby needs and produce exactly the right kind of milk to give them the best help possible.
What happens if you have twins, for example, if one's a male and one is a female baby?
Yeah, people have been asking this and they don't actually know. As Katie said, they're looking at monkeys at the moment. And actually, the incidence of twins in monkeys is so low that they haven't been able to get that data yet. But they're really interested in investigating it in humans in the future.
Thanks, Kate.